Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, this is the Miracle Man. We are now live on the air. We got the preacher and the Miracle Man.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, why are we being a smart aleck?
We're going live here. The Miracle Man's live. He's going to talk to you about some stuff tonight. Go ahead, man.
Okay. Now, I'll talk to you about this new arena that they just have officially cut the ribbon on. Today, around 11 o'clock this morning, between like 11 and 1 o'clock, they had this big program. What they did basically is they cut the ribbon on the brand new Little Caesars Arena. It's going to be great. Detroit is the only city in America now that will have all four major sports teams within four blocks of each other. Actually, all four teams will be downtown, but also the cool thing about it is that the four teams are only four blocks away from each other. Little Caesars Arena is only like three blocks away from Comerica Park, four blocks away from Ford Field, I believe. So, it's very beautiful. I actually watched the opening ceremony on the Click on Detroit Channel 4 today on their live feed on the phone, my iPhone, and they had the wonderful Cast Tech marching band out of Detroit open it up, and it was a beautiful thing. Governor Snyder spoke about it. Mayor Mike Duggan out of Detroit, as well as some other dignitaries. Miriam Ilich spoke for a minute. Chris Ilich, among some other great people. I'm really excited about what the new developments of the Little Caesars Arena and that District Detroit. It's a 50-block area, this District Detroit thing, up and down Woodward.
Wow.
And some other nearby streets. And even with all the plans, the new arena, the retail, the housing, and some other things, business parks and everything else they got going in, it's still only 25% of the area of 50 blocks. So over time, hopefully, they'll put more and more and more stuff in. I think Detroit will be headed back in the right direction with this thing. Now I'm going to talk for a minute about the sports side of it. Pistons and Red Wings, same arena, a combined 82 nights a year plus preseason. So you're looking at about games. And then about 140 days a year, you'll have concerts or something else in there. So about 230 nights a year, you'll have a big event going on in Little Caesars Arena, which will be very incredible. That'll be like 230 times that you'll see 20,000 people going into that place. So it's going to be plus all the hopeful playoff games and championship series that you'll have from the Red Wings and the Pistons.
Exactly.
Because this year was the first year in 25 years that the Red Wings didn't make the playoffs. Last year, Pistons made the playoffs. This year, they did not. This past season, they did not. Hopefully, that'll change. And you're going to be closer to the court at that arena than you will anywhere else in the league, in either league, honestly. So I'm really excited about that. And the court, the the scoreboard is going to be the biggest hanging indoor scoreboard in the world. Yeah, so I am very excited about it. It's going to be very nice. I can't wait to go see that arena. It's going to be a beautiful thing. We're going to have a Villa concourse, which is going to be open like every day of the year. So there could be like events in it and stuff. It'll be a way to get through place to place. You're going to have Chevrolet Plaza, which is like a gathering place outside the arena. There'll be a video board outside where you can watch the games if you don't have a ticket to get inside. I mean, I said it time and time again in the last few minutes that it's nothing we've seen. We've never seen anything like this anywhere. The concourse is 4 times the width of the concourse that Red Wings fans had at the Joe. And I think it's a lot wider, for sure, than what Pistons fan had at the Palace. I was just at the Palace in February for a Pistons game, and I thought the Palace was still in very good shape.
Yeah.
And the owner of the Pistons had a big monopoly. He had a parking structure. He had a stadium all to himself, almost, you know. And he had built it up. He had put new seats in the past couple of years. And he said, you know what? I want to get on board with this new arena thing. And they had to change some of the construction aspects. And that to be, they had to do that to be, what's the word I want to use? Accommodating to basketball also. So they made the changes. And I think even the teams love what they see. It's going to be quite an intimidating place, I think, to play hockey or basketball in. I think it should give us a home field advantage that hopefully Pistons and Red Wings will be able to take on the road with them and be able to play hopefully just as good when they're on the road. Hopefully that'll get them to some more championships, at least some more playoff berths than what they would have otherwise had. Because let's face it, the Pistons are young. Red Wings are kind of young. Neither one really has a lot of great, great, great stars on its team. Hopefully that'll change, you know, with these new developments. And they'll want to be a part of the great stuff that's happening in Detroit. I mean, I think the worst of Detroit's days are over. I also hope so for sports-wise that the worst days are over because, let's face it, no one's won a championship of any big magnitude in Detroit since 2008, about 9 years. Cleveland was in a worse fate until last year. It had been like 60-some years. Bulls haven't won a championship in an awful lot of years. It's been about 18, 19, 20 years. All the ones they got, well, Jordan was responsible for almost all of them. Hopefully in Detroit, for at least one team, hopefully both, we'll be able to get championships. And it just be by a great team effort where there's a great spirit. Overall, I'm really looking forward to this new arena. And they've already announced some big things. One thing that came out today is that Kid Rock is going to put a restaurant in his city's arena. Kid Rock's actually going to be performing there next Tuesday to be the initial actual opening event. It'll be a Kid Rock concert. And it's going to be, I tell you that. And Coke has announced, Olympia Entertainment has announced that Coke will be the official soft drink of the arena, Coca-Cola. Hopefully they'll have a Coke freestyle machine in there somewhere. I'd like one at my seat, honestly, so I don't have to get up out of my seat. That's what I'd like. And they make Little Caesars will have a great presence there, I believe. I don't know anything yet about pricing in there or anything, but I said it again. Overall, I'm really excited about that arena. And hopefully it comes out great and it'll be a place where people from all around the area, all around Michigan, even America some, will come to see a great event at that arena. With that, I say, God bless you, everybody.
All right, hold on. Just let that play. Now, I got a bunch of questions I'm going to ask you from what you just said. So you can make some more.
Go ahead.
You know how long recording you just made?
Was it like 6 months?
13.
What?
We said you can talk for a long time. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
But a minute of it is probably going to end up being edited out between all the pauses.
Well, but here's the thing. There's some people who don't know how to talk, and that's not you. And you did very well. What I like here is that we're getting great recording on your computer sitting in front of you with no mic attached to it.
So we can record at home.
So you can record at home.
Good.
And I do have my mic attached, which you're using for my talk radio. All right, so we're getting a really good audio on this, and you're gonna like how it works. Now, here's what I'm gonna do. You talked about the Villa Concourse, Chevrolet Plaza, and the video board outside. That would be a great 1 minute segment. Let me remind you what the stadium has. It's gonna have the largest scoring board, the largest scoreboard anywhere in the world. This Villa Concourse, Chevrolet Plaza, and a video board outside. Make it short. Make it a minute. And say, this is some absolutely awesome look. So I'm going to say, what does this new stadium, this new arena, have that's going to set us apart?
And I'm going to have to say.
Wait, we got pause. Give me a pause. So I'm going to say it, then I'll give you a five count. Give me a pause, and you answer. Okay, you ready? So what does this new stadium have that's going to bring a lot of people out to it? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, it has several things. One thing, it has the world's largest scoreboard of any kind. It's over 10,000 square feet. Huge jumbotron. In addition, it has a Villa Concourse, which will be in the building, but in a way kind of separate. And what'll be like, it'll have concessions, and then it'll also be like an event type place, and it'll be open all 365 days of the year. It'll be like a way to get from place to place. There'll be other places like retail, I'm sure, that'll be connected to it. And the Villa is going to be great. And then outside of the stadium is going to be something called Chevrolet Plaza. Now, Chevrolet Plaza is going to be like a gathering place where there might be some more events. They might have, you know, maybe some bands outside before some of the games and stuff like that, maybe. But also, you know what it's going to have is it's going to have right there in that Chevrolet Plaza outside the stadium, a video board on which you can watch the games, the Red Wings and the Lions and the Pistons games, if you don't have a ticket to get inside. So you can still go down there and watch the game on that video board. And those are the main things that the stadium has that's going to really set it apart.
All right. That's good. That was 2 minutes. All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk specifically the next 2 minutes about Kid Rock being our Michigan boy and going to open up the initial event and have a restaurant and make a specific segment just about that. Now, do you need some more information about Kid Rock?
No, because I know quite a bit about the guy.
Yeah? What's the name of his song about being up north in the summer?
Singing Sweet Home Alabama All Summer Long. It's called All Summer Long, I believe.
All Summer Long. The lady I was working with today is in Michigan. And I said, you ever heard of Kid Rock? Well, kind of. I said, if you've heard this song, you know what up north Michigan is. All right, you ready?
Yes,
here's my question, my statement. Tell us a little bit about Kid Rock being the initial event at this new stadium.
What?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well, Kid Rock is, in fact, the initial opening event at Little Caesars Arena. He's going to have 6 different shows. I believe all of them are sold out. And I'm sure he'll do all of his biggest hits in between his 6 shows. I'm sure he's going to cover like all the different genres and all the different music that he's done and all the different everything else that he's done. And also, he's opening a new restaurant at the arena, Little Caesars Arena. I don't know if it's going to be a grab and go type place, you know, where you pick up your food, your drink, and then you go back to your seat, or if it's going to be of the dine-in variety, in which maybe you go in there, take a seat, and sit down, be waited on, and watch the game from in there, possibly, if you have a ticket. I don't know exactly what the restaurant's going to curtail, but I know this. I think it's really cool that Kid Rock would open a restaurant and invest in the new arena like that. Shows that he's committed to the city, and it shows, you know, that he's behind his teams, and I just think it's a great thing.
All right. That was good. Listen to this. Kid Rock's restaurant. Let's see. Oh, I didn't want to do that. Hang on. Goodness sakes, I didn't want to do all that. Yep, doesn't say anything about that yet. All right. So that was about the restaurant. Now, let's make it a short about the intimidation factor of the arena. All right? Before we start, have they said a specific thing about what makes it intimidating?
I forget whether it's about the ceiling or what it is. It's about the fact that the arena, like the seats, are pushed more towards the court and the ice than what they are in other places, in other arenas.
So it's very focused to get as many people as close as you can get.
Exactly.
And that in itself is going to be an intimidating factor.
Yep, because it means that the players, you know, are going to feel that roar.
And that roars like an adrenaline, like a drug, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on, man. I like adrenaline. make you go. Okay, so we're going to talk about the intimidating factor of this stadium. You ready? So, how about stadium, Miracle Man? Talk about the intimidating factor of how the stadium was built. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right. We got that intimidating factor.
Let's do this. Make sure when you start to say this intimidating factor of the stadium, make sure you always enter with your question, okay?
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The intimidating factor of this new stadium is going to be a pretty intimidating, pretty tough place to play hockey or basketball if you're not Detroit. One of the reasons for that is that the arena is set up in such a way that the seats are going to be closer to court for basketball and the ice for hockey than what they are at any other arena in this country. What that's going to do is, for the players, it's going to make it sound louder than at other arenas like the Staples Center, the United Center in Chicago, the Phillips Arena in Atlanta, et cetera, and et cetera. And for one thing, I believe it's also true that part of what that design does is it pushes a lot of that noise down onto the court. So what it's going to do is the opposing teams, that can give them quite a bit of a hard time, at least at first, when they got to get used to all that noise, as the arena is going to have, at least for this year, it's going to be an awful lot of sellouts, I think, on both teams. At least for the Red Wings. And then the Pistons will probably have a lot. The Red Wings are sold out quite a bit more often than not. But for the Pistons, you're going to see quite a few extra sellouts, I think. I think you'll see that a lot of people are into it. It's going to make a lot of people be into it when they see how close they are to the court, which is going to be quite intimidating for other teams. From what I understand, there's going to be none of this obstructed view stuff like they have at some other stadiums as you go up close to the top. Not the case at Little Caesars Arena. And there you have it with the intimidating factor of Little Caesars Arena.
Question. I got another piece of information here for you. See if you want to record it again and add this to it. Did you put how many people will be seated in there?
It is going to be, it's going to be 20,000 for hockey and about 21,000 for basketball. That's going to be 22,000. Because they read. What's so funny?
You just closed my rivers.
I love you, brother. I love you. You amaze me.
Obviously.
Matter of fact, you know what you do? You don't amaze me. You kick me in the butt. And I appreciate it. I just do. The Book of Proverbs says, might be with a blow the righteous, and I'll thank you. And I don't know how to do it except say, I'm such a wimp compared to you sometimes. Wow. All right. So here's another question I got for you. Let's talk about that. You said that we got young teams now for the Red Wings and the Pistons. All right?
Yes, I did.
So let's just talk about that a little bit. Let's make a 1 minute out of that or something. All right?
Hold on.
I'll ask you the question and then Rocky's on. We gotta sing a song. If you were the Pistons, you could win. Sing it.
If you were the Pistons, you could actually win some games. Now that you're in the new arena, and you're not playing in front of a half-empty arena at the Palace anymore. Because I was there. Because I was there last year, and it was nowhere near as loud as it was the first time I was at the Palace.
Yeah, that's probably very true. All right, so here you go. Here's our next question for you, and that is, let's talk about the Red Wings and the Pistons having no really great stars and being a young team. How does having a younger team affect wins, losses, and what we have coming in the future? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So, how does having a young team affect you as a team? Well, having a young team, as is the case with both the Red Wings and the Pistons, it's great to have a young team, but it can present itself with some challenges, like pains. It can make it a bit harder when you don't have a certain star to lean on. But the good thing is about that is that it makes it a lot more of a team spirit. And even though us as fans and as reporters might have to struggle for a few years of reporting all the time, the Pistons lost, Red Wings lost, you know, more often than what they won, eventually, if they can have the right pieces, they can start winning a bit more. And as they start to sign some more big name guys, they can start winning some more. And those older guys, those other guys become a bit older. They become more comfortable. They get into their prime years, their mid-20s, their late-20s. And if they can stay healthy, they'll start producing a bit more. Hopefully. Then we'll get to winning playoffs, championships. But to do that, obviously, in order to win championships, we'll have to upset some teams that are better than us. In the Pistons' case, it would be upsetting Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals or around earlier right now. That's just what it takes. If you're a younger team, you got to be able to have a great team spirit.
Let's see what else you're talking about. You about took all my questions on the arena. So let's do something about the Tigers.
Alrighty.
Now, even in the midst of being frustrated with the Tigers, they still got to call them our hometown team.
I know.
And how many games are left in the season?
Like 23 games.
23 games. And how far are we?
We're not going to make it.
All right.
I'm not being negative. I'm telling it like it is.
There you go. All right. And what else are we going to talk about with those guys? Comerica Park is still a beautiful place.
It really is. Very beautiful. They have that great carousel and Ferris wheel for the kids and kids at heart to ride on. Yeah, it's still a very beautiful place with lots of great amenities. In my opinion, it's one of the best ballparks there is.
All right. So we're going to talk about the Tigers. Let's first talk about how great the stadium is. They got 23 games, too far out to make it, but you got a great park to go out and enjoy some good basketball and knock things around. You ready?
Basketball.
I mean, baseball.
I was going to say, seriously?
You ready? So, Miracle Man, talk about the Tigers in their beautiful stadium. People still need to be out there. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, the Tigers do have a beautiful stadium, and I would encourage you people to, even though the Tigers, let's face it, we're not winning the division this year. We're not going to the playoffs this year. That's the one way I got to slice it. We're not making it. However, we still have a very good stadium, in my view. One of the best, I think, in all the majors. We have a very nice carousel Ferris wheel that you and or your kids can ride. Some good food places, some pretty good variety. You got a nice view at the park, in my opinion, from wherever you're sitting. Not really bad seat in the house. You have pretty good size scoreboard, but obviously it doesn't have all the bells and whistles that Little Caesars Arena is going to have, because let's face it, Comerica Park is 16 years old, and Little Caesars Arena has its first event next week, and its first game, preseason game, in a couple weeks. And so I think it's a very beautiful, state-of-the-art field stadium we have in Comerica Park.
All right. Very good. Let's talk about, you want to talk about the Tigers team at all?
Briefly, mainly to talk about those trades.
Let's talk about the trades. Let's talk about who the next upcoming star might be.
Not sure yet who that's going to be.
No?
No.
All right.
It is going to be about the trades.
All right. What else?
That'll be it.
All right.
I'm not going to talk. It's not going to be so much of them frustrated as much as it's going to be that I wish them good luck.
All right. So we got, you can do this one in 1 minute. Okay?
Yep.
All right. So let's talk about the Tigers, where they're at with the trades and what's going on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So, most of you do not know, unless you're living under a rock, the Tigers made a couple of very big trades last Thursday. The Tigers traded Justin Verlander and Justin Upton. Verlander went to the Houston Astros, and Upton went to the Los Angeles Angels. Two very good players. Verlander, one of the greatest pitchers Detroit's ever had. So many great games. So many times that he was close to a no-hitter and ended up with a one-hitter or two-hitter. He was so great for us. I think the man's going to end up in the Hall of Fame as a Tiger. Unless he does even more Houston. And up the guy last year, until late season, he didn't do so much for us. He was in a very big slump. But then, towards the end of last season, he totally came alive. And then this season, he totally tore it up. Lots of home runs, lots of RBIs, lots of going on base. And, you know, even with this, Verlander and Upton. I wish both Justin Verlander and Justin Upton the very best of luck as they move on their careers. And I hope that Verlander can keep all the great pitching going that he's been doing in Detroit. And I hope that Upton can continue on with his awesome hitting. His awesome on base percentage. and everything that they've been doing. And that's what I have for those traits.
All right. What else you want to talk about?
Nothing. There's nothing else in my mind that I really...
Let me give you this about Kid Rock deal. Including a Kid Rock branded eatery. Made in Detroit will be a 5,800 square foot 230-seat restaurant offering classic Detroit and Southern influence dishes, according to the Delaware North Sports Service. The bar will include local beer and craft cocktails. The interior will feature Kid Rock memorabilia and a live music stage for up-and-coming musicians. The District Market is the other tenant announced Tuesday. It will house several food stations offering salads, sandwiches, burgers, burritos, nachos, pastries, and coffee. Our goal was to create a one-of-a-kind food destination that extended beyond the walls of the arena. And I'll draw people all year.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you said.
Yeah. Yep. And
both spaces will be open year-round to all guests, including those without event tickets, inside the $862 million arena. All right. Anything else?
No.
College football, high school football,
any of
that? 7:20 is done.
No, I'm kind of ready to get.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
The Gosta?
Yeah, I kind of want to get.
All right, should we sing one song before we go? Everything is Beautiful or something?
Everything is Beautiful. I forget how that one goes.
In its own way.
It's only what?
In its own way, everything is beautiful
in its own way,
like a starry
song, like the new arena that just had its ribbon cut. Everything is beautiful.
Like the Megatron screen.
And all the beautiful bands that I better hear about that are playing in that new Villa Concourse when there's not even games going on.
Anything else to say? Closer. What's your closer today?
My closure today is God always remember that God always comes before sports. Even though we love sports, God is still more important. And so long, everybody. So long, everybody.